Welcome back once again to NCBA and CattleCon. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. We're going to talk about how the cow comes first, and if any sort of profitability within your operation, that is what we need to think about. And I'm excited because Dr. Ronald Scott joins us. We are in the booth at Purina to talk about how this cow comes first, but we got to talk a little bit about the fetal program as well and how that all influences what you see. And you spoke at the Cattlemen's College. What a great opportunity to really talk about how they do need to put that female first and foremost in their operation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So thank you, Susan. So in our session, the first part was Dr. George Perry, and Dr. Perry visited about fetal programming, the benefits relative to taking care of mama during gestation. So thinking of her because she's got this developing calf inside her, and literally any stress, poor nutrition, losing weight not only affects that calf's performance, but its lifetime performance. So we're talking about reduced reproductive success, so decreasing the number of eggs, for example, because they have a finite number they're born with, reducing number of muscle cells, so reducing ribeye area, so all kinds of things. And there's a lot of data on this. A lot of it was pioneered there in Nebraska, but it came from the original thoughts, came from the human side. So what we need to do as cattle producers is figure out how do we get through this next stage of life with our calves and think about the economics relative to that. So what I talked about is that we're an all-time market high. Everybody knows that. Well, in a few years, we won't be. Well, how can I make the amount of money I'm making now? Well, the only way you can do that is with more calves and heavier calves. And you can get that pulled off if you make some right management decisions. Think about feeding that cow first, and think about your herd in the future, which is heifer development. So I did a lot of talking on some key points on heifer development so you can maximize these benefits from fetal programming.
So when we look at those heifers, what are some of the things that we really should be focusing on that might be easily missing the boat at this point?
Yeah, so one of my big take-home messages is that we don't recognize that some of our management recommendations from my entire life, basically, need to be updated. So we've always been taught, well, we're going to select these heifers, keep them separate after they calve, then we'll put them in with the cow herd. Well, I don't want to do that anymore. Well, why don't I want to do that? Well, these heifers are still growing. They're not worth $1,000 anymore, right? So we got a lot of money put into them. So how can we recoup all of this cost in the heifers? Well, it's because we do that because we can get a bred. Well, how can you get a bred? Well, that's where selection goes in. So we want to select heifers that were born first in the calving season. Why is that? Well, their mother conceived first. There is a little bit of heritability to that. And there's a lot of data that shows that the heifers that were conceived in first service conception as a heifer themselves to be a mama cow, they stayed in the herd longer than those that were that their first calf was born on second or third service conception. And it's dramatic. Last thing we want to do is lose a heifer after 4 years. Average over time is around 4.5 years for a heifer to break even. And think about that. You put all this money in heifer and you have to sell her because she didn't get rebred. You're not making any money. So it's all about feeding her. So what we're recommending is think about having three groups of heifers. First calf or virgin heifers, your first calf cow, first calf heifer, and your second calf cow. And then after she weans her second calf, then you put her in with the cow herd. We're putting teenagers in with our cow herd and expecting them to perform. They're not going to get rebred because reproduction and cycling is not the main thing at that time. They're still growing. It's more important for them to grow and lactate than it is to get rebred. So it's a tough battle, but the only way you can get by is through proper management, nutrition, genetics, and health.
I think you just gave cattlemen an aha moment. when they're looking at those heifers, because it is just easier. Oh, it's just simpler for me to have them all in one grouping. But they really, like you said, need to have them separate for the growth and the profitability that's going to happen down the road for you.
Absolutely. And it's not easy. It's not, they used to call those paradigm changes. But we need to think about how can I manage my heifers that way? If we do that, we've got a better chance, number one, of keeping them in the herd longer. I challenge people to go and categorize their cows by how old they are. What percentage of them are 8 years, seven, six, five, four, like that. And look at that, and you'll be very, very surprised. So your goal is to have those cows in your herd as long as possible. And it's not top of mind, but it needs to be. We need to figure this one out. So the way that you can maximize or optimize, if you will, the performance of your herd is through fetal programming, which is consistent nutrition for that cow throughout the year. I don't want her to have a bad day. What's a bad day? Well, you walk outside, your cows are just standing there. They've got an arched back. They're freezing. They're losing weight. You know, you think about, I've got cows calf in the springtime. How many cows lose weight in the wintertime? All of them, right? Right? So that's not good for fetal development. So I want cows to be in good body condition. We want to target that 6 body condition. All the data says body condition score 6. Same thing with those heifers. I'd like them to be 6 every day of the year. That's not going to happen, but that's where I'd like them to be. And conception rate with that body condition score in that range is rock star, and we need to keep that in mind.
So, Dr. Scott, where do they go for more information if they want to read up and further educate themselves as we talk about the cow coming first?
A lot of different places. So we have some information on one of our Purina Mills websites. There's going to be information at a lot of the extension department websites. Fetal programming is a big deal, so I challenge everybody to look at that. As far as heifer development, our opportunity that we have as an industry is this. We have a lot of information on how to feed a heifer based on her mature weight, what she's going to be, and how many pounds of average daily gain she needs. Well, based on I'll put it this way. I have asked that question, a question of, what do your cows weigh? Well, most cattle producers don't know what their cows weigh because they don't put a scale under. So how can I feed to a certain mature body weight for a heifer if I don't even know what she's going to weigh when she's in a mature cow? So we have to look at body condition. So that's the key thing. And I do challenge everybody to figure out what your cows weigh. In general, the cow, an 1,800-pound cow is not as efficient as a 1,400-pound cow. They wean a lower percentage of their body weight. Well, we've got huge cows in the U.S. now. They probably average weight is 1,500. That's average. So we got bigger cows, have higher requirements, and we tend to feed them like we did 30 years ago. And we're giving up a lot. These are not grandpa's cows. These cattle produce, and they will respond to better nutrition.
Great information that we're receiving. Dr. Ronald Scott joining us here. We're at the booth at Purina during CattleCon. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.